I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. The U.S. helped topple the dictatorship of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. That was 2 years ago. Well, today we got a reminder of just how far Libya still has to go. The head of the country's fragile government, Prime Minister Ali Zeidan, was seized at gunpoint by an armed militia. Other officials called it a kidnapping, right in the heart of the capital, Tripoli. After a few hours, he was released and spoke to the Libyan people. Prime Minister Zeidan thanked those who helped release him, and he called for calm. Abigail Hauslohner is covering the story for The Washington Post from Cairo. Abigail, this is still pretty confusing. Tell us what you know about what actually happened to Prime Minister Zeidan this morning in Tripoli.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm still struggling to understand what's going on in Tripoli. In fact, a lot of the Libyans I've talked to are also struggling to understand what exactly happened. What we do know is that the prime minister was taken from his hotel room by gunmen, and he was held for about 6 hours before he was released unharmed. Now, the group that initially claimed to be holding him is a militia that is tasked with protecting the General National Congress. That's essentially Libya's elected parliament. The militia then later denied that. They denied that they had any role, although it seems quite likely that the militia did play a role, although we don't know why exactly. And Zeidan said after his release that he was grateful, as you mentioned, to the militias and the police and the army and the people who had helped secure his release, but he didn't say who captured him or why. So that's left a lot of questions.
There were early reports that the abduction and release had some connection to do with the U.S. seizure of the al-Qaeda suspect last weekend, Abu Anas al-Libi. What's the latest on the link between those two?
Well, we know that a lot of people were very angry at Zeidan. Zeidan has a lot of enemies in Libya, and we know that certainly criticism surged in the past week after the American capture of this al-Qaeda suspect. So that's certainly... it's certainly a possibility. It's something that people are speculating. And the group that captured him, one spokesman for the group seemed to allude to the notion that perhaps Zeidan was captured because of their frustration with the Libyan government sort of being in compliance with the U.S. raid. But it's very murky. It's very unclear.
So this incident conveys to the rest of the world, at least, a rather a graphic image of real insecurity in Libya. Is that a fair description?
Oh, absolutely. Libya is essentially still lawless. It's been completely lawless since the overthrow of Gaddafi, and you have a lot of weapons flowing around and a lot of essentially revolutionaries, men who fought against Gaddafi and these different sort of disparate rebel units who are now still holding onto their guns and wielding power and competing in this very lawless society to have their voices heard.
What have you heard from your Libyan contacts in terms of their reaction to this incident this morning?
Well, there's a lot of confusion and also frustration. I mean, a lot of ordinary Libyans have been voicing their frustration with the continued power of these militias for quite a while. We've seen protests in Benghazi after U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens was killed there. We saw protests against the power of militias, Libyans coming out and saying, you know, we're tired of this. We're tired of militias being able to sort of push people around and, you know, carry out a brazen attack on the U.S. embassy or kidnap politicians. We want the government to do something about it. And the government, or, you know, government officials, members of the Congress have said that they are trying and that they do genuinely want to disarm the militias. What the government has done is basically try to bring a lot of those militias under their wing, essentially put them on government payroll in order to try to get them under their authority. And that's how you end up with situations like today, where, you know, the militia that kidnapped Zeidan is also is rumored to be a militia that is effectively under the Interior Ministry. But it's obviously these methods aren't working. They're not really reigning in the militias.
Abigail Hauslohner is Cairo bureau chief for The Washington Post. Thanks, Abigail.
My pleasure.